The Fan.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Many, many positives I can get out of this game.
The game is over.
Not much else to say.
Next question.
I love it, baby.
Hold on to your butt.
O'clock in the neighborhood. Paul Allen, good morning. Hashtag Faith Family. FM 100.3 KFAN. Producer Eric Nordquist. We welcome you to the Monday Love Covenant. Lingering question from over the weekend, Mr. D'Angelo Khan, and good morning.
Good morning.
What's the protocol with doorknobs?
Ooh.
I don't want to say the only answer is gloves, because it's like with doorknobs, if you think about it, you obviously, if you don't have gloves, you're turning something, but the option to put tape on the inside of the door so they just go back, so you don't, you just need to push, like with your elbow on the door.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that. What about long sleeves where... Ooh, for instance, the sweatshirt. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, this IFA, courtesy Blake Barrett's, this IFA pullover I'm wearing right now, you pull it over the hand, and then you turn the knob.
Right.
So that is an answer. Tape on the inside to push open with elbows is an answer, or... then, you know, and you may face societal judgment, have somebody else bite the bullet and dive in for the knob maneuver. So if you can just envision a couple of people at a door envisioning a doorknob, given the current climate, and nobody wanting to open the door. Because if you tape the inside and it gives complete access to and from,
yes.
Well, now we have safety hazards, potentially.
Well, in some locations, and I always thought this was born of, I don't want to call it laziness. No, I'll call it laziness. But now I'm all about it. Kicking or elbowing the handicap automatic opening
yes.
to public doors.
Yes.
So now, A, you don't have to worry about doorknobs or levers, handles, etc.
Yeah.
And you're basically, you're offering up free, carefree entry to the next two or three people behind you.
Boom.
Or those that are leaving.
Yeah.
They don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's almost using the handicap button that automatically opens the door.
Beautiful.
That in itself is community service.
That is absolutely beautiful, because not only if you are into this, does it give the perception of kindness and caring about others, which obviously not only is important now, but should be important all the time. But it alleviates any anxiety of touching anything with fingertips, palms, bare hand.
Correct.
But it, if you're not facing that situation with doorknobs, what do you do?
Oof.
What do you do? Okay, so now, you know, temperature wise, not everybody is in the same climate in which we offer 9 to noon FM 100.3 KIO. So Arizona, parts of Florida, sticky, ain't no pullovers, man, it's short sleeves.
Yeah, it is.
So then it's gloves.
Now, can we bring back the hanky? But we don't use the hanky to expel fluids from our noses.
Wow.
We bring back the good old handkerchief.
Yeah, yeah.
And you whip that thing out, and there's your doorknob problem solved.
Hey, man, you don't come across it much. Maybe you don't ever. But there are some oldest school, bestest school people I have known within the last year. And this used to be a legitimate thing that absolutely should be obliterated, eliminated, and disqualified from all equations at this moment. Oldest school, bestest school, handkerchief in pocket.
Yeah.
Blow nose, wrap it up. Back in pocket. Come on!
And we don't even know if they are so disciplined as to wash said hanky. Mm. Especially what? If it's got their initials on it, they got it as a Christmas gift a few years ago.
Right.
It says EJN on it. Maybe I don't wash that thing every single day. Mm. But I say, you bring back the hanky, not to do that, but to open doorknobs and to do anything else. I'm at the gas station this morning. How many people push the keypad when they put their credit or debit card into the machine?
Hey.
Now, this is what we're thinking and what is going through our heads in this new day and time, PA.
Boom. Hey.
Absolutely.
Speaking of that, the climate and circumstances and everything involved in the time in which we live, I think, low-key, saved me $300 on Friday. So Friday, I'm at Canterbury Park after the racetrack. Don't trip. And in the press box, three people, and we were all 15 feet from each other.
Perfect.
You know, there's mouse at the trash can looking, you know, for like vouchers that accidentally fell in there that maybe you can buy some Superfectas.
Some toilet paper.
You got Hota Hota mashing away in the office and me. And played a couple of pick fours, took a couple of fat L's. Walked out to the employee parking lot to get to my car. Saw an open blackjack table. And I'm like, might want to sit down and try to recoup that cash. But to do so, I walked up to the ATM machine and recognized I needed to put my fingers on buttons.
I always love that one.
Saved me $300!
Absolutely out. So, and the where are we going to get cash? I mean, maybe we just wear rubber gloves for everything that we touch. And if you had surgical gloves on you, you're down $300.
Jeez.
If you had a pair of surgical gloves on you, you're out three bills because you handle your business at the ATM.
Yeah.
25 per hand on two hands. Anxiety through the roof as 16s are put down against kings on top.
What are you doing here?
And in 5 minutes, you're back out to the employee parking lot, down $300, but you felt good because you had those gloves.
This is your distraction factor, leader, the fan, and KFAN.com. Outside of the obvious, into the sports-loving hearts with the reality of it all. Something happened within the last half hour involving this guy. Third and two. They're going to fake a handoff to Cook. Cousins boots out to the left. Passes to Diggs. Caught! 15! 5! Touchdown! A 54-yard touchdown to Stephon Diggs. And it's 23-19 Denver. Wait a second. They traded Diggs?
Oh my gosh.
What?
I first saw this via Albert Breer, who is, of course, a senior NFL reporter of the Monday Morning Quarterback, but he directed me towards the agent of one Kirk Cousins. His name is Mike McCartney, and he wrote 17 minutes ago, congrats to Kirk Cousins on agreeing to a 2-year extension with the Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
Above average at that.
Business rolls on. Cousins back in the Covenant on a 2-year extension. So that's 3 with the quarterback as of now. So Kirk in the Covenant, Xavier Rhodes and Linval Joseph out of the Covenant. That popped on Friday. Put my phone in front of all my chins and my eyebrow and recorded a little reactionary video on that. That's at KFAN.com, Paul Allen Show page. Also, we are debuting something at 11 o'clock today called Surreal Sports, and it involves the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you are looking for a distraction and want something surreal in very surreal times, then go to KFAN.com, Paul Allen Show page. Little 9-minute clip we found over the weekend involving probably the most memorable game in the history of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball.
Yeah.
And it was very surreal. Yours truly was in attendance. That's the 11 o'clock today. TimberTech, TimberTech.com. Thank you very much. We will discuss and offer up some thoughts on the report. Kirk Cousins extends with the Minnesota Vikings for a couple of years. And also rhapsodize the careers of Xavier Rhodes and Linval Joseph, who were released by the Vikings, might not be coming back. Eric Nordquist produces, and I'm Paul Allen. Good morning, hashtag faith family. Welcome to the Love Covenant at FM 100.3 KFAN.
I'm Kirk Cousins. This is the Friday Football Feast on The Fan. You like that.
Hey, it's Paul Allen on this Monday with Eric Bjorgaard. He's my main man, and he is the general manager of Metropolitan Ford in Eden Prairie. Eric, given the circumstances and the times and everything, first of all, good morning, and secondly, what's going on in Metropolitan Ford?
Well, we are still open, and people still need to buy vehicles and get their vehicles repaired. We're taking every precaution the CDC recommends and then some. You know, two positives to come out of this are that yesterday the Fed lowered interest rates a full point, so today you can afford more vehicle than you could last week. Secondly, my service department is still busy. You can typically get right in instead of taking 2 weeks to get you in to get your vehicle serviced.
My man, bless you. Thanks for the time. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Metropolitan Ford is there for you for whatever you need. It's in Eden Prairie, MetropolitanFord.com, selling customer satisfaction and safety, not just cars.
KFAN, total.
You are listening to The Fan.
Football Feast.
Love Strain rolls on a Monday. Paul Allen, Nordo, by your side, as we are wont to be, no matter the climate. From a diversionary standpoint, and or as the life distraction factor goes, back on Friday, X did not mark the spot.
First and 10 Niners from their own 31. Garoppolo passes left, and it's intercepted by Xavier Rhodes off the hands of Dante Pettis. And they picked off Garoppolo two times. Most recently, X marked the spot.
Weird. What about Linval Hungry?
Wentz goes back to pass. He's looking left.
Oh, intercepted!
He's hit. It's in the air, and it's Linval! Look at Linval rumble! 30, 20, he's so hungry! Gonna eat in the end zone! Linval Joseph with a defensive touchdown and the Vikings lead 9-3.
Holy cow! Purple and gold football world spinning from Friday through now. Albert Breer, NFL media, I believe. Albert Breer or whomever reported right in front of the 9 to noon radio show. The Vikings and Kirk Cousins have come together on a 2-year extension. 9 to noon, or at least this portion of it, is completely cool with that. Much to share on that during the course of the radio show. Given the world, the climate of situations now, perception and stuff like that, I don't expect details of of that extension, redo. It's everything we've talked about for 2 months. I don't expect details of that to immediately become available. I mean, the team will never share. But somebody might get their sneak attack on with a background-related text or phone call and get, like, the particulars. The particulars of what the individual gets with the 2 years of extension, yes, it matters. Once we move on with lives and, you know, actually take conversations like this super deeply seriously, you know, but we and fans who follow it closely undoubtedly would like to know, because then when we do start focusing on topics like this wholeheartedly, then you would like to know what you have available from a salary cap standpoint, like as of right now.
Yeah.
So with Xavier Rhodes and Linval Joseph being released, bump the team up somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million-ish under the cap. I would imagine it gained exponentially more freedom with this deal. It would be a guesstimate, and it would just be rubbing temples of football minds, but I don't really have any reason to jettison the numbers that we've shared for months, where a redo and an extension right now with this quarterback, I would imagine, gets the team somewhere between 10 on the low end and 20 on the high end.
Yeah.
In salary cap money. Could be an 8, could be a 16, got no idea. At this stage, couldn't care less. But moving forward, given this is your diversionary leader, Kirk Cousins, 2-year extension with the Minnesota Vikings. Now, with Rhodes and Linval Joseph released on Friday, two stalwarts during the Mike Zimmer reign, that with Xavier Rhodes, that Giants game at U.S. Bank Stadium, where Xavier turned Odell Beckham Jr. absolutely pear-shaped in surreal times. That was a surreal Monday night football game.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, I'll never forget. Because of the fights that almost took place during the game between those two. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., on the beam atop his game at that moment, likewise for Xavier.
And left melting down throughout the game on the sideline,
right,
because he was getting nothing because of 29.
X might have tagged him, step and a half late out of bounds, might have or might not have been a flag, can't remember. But there was vitriol, there was competitive arrogance, there was angst, and it was a very, very surreal evening at U.S. Bank Stadium.
He had 3 catches for 23 yards in that game, by far his lowest production of any point in that season.
It was the worst game of his career
at
that time.
Okay.
I didn't deep dive the game logs after that. 3 catches, 23 yards, many major meltdowns. OBJ, man, Odell Beckham Jr., worst game of his career, largely due to X. October 2016 in the House of Pain. 3 catches on 9 targets. He and Xavier fought in that game at least 3 times. Not full out Donnybrook, not a fracas. They had to be separated. It was the quasi grabbing of the face mask, and they wanted to go at least 3 times. I angle it that way because that was peak X. Right there, that was peak Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah.
Now, X was marking the spot during the 2017 NFC title run. But right there in his career, that was peak Xavier Rhodes. Monday Night Football, and the world got to see Xavier Rhodes shine and shut down wide receivers while he was at his absolute best. Now, 9 to noon, of course, recognizes Rhodes' game fell off. Sure, he had no picks since Jimmy G, week 1, 2018. You heard that highlight. But holy cow, was Xavier Rhodes good for a long stretch of games for the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., You know, there might have been a Calvin Johnson bit in there every so often. Xavier Rhodes, that Odell Beckham Jr. Monday Night Football night is one I'll never forget, because it was a nationally televised game with those within his covenant, those working in the game, those admiring from afar, and it was a good time to hit your peak and become praiseworthy against Odell Beckham Jr., at that time, worst game of his career. The What's Next Post X is next segment. Likewise, for who and what follows Linval, Linval Hungry. The Vikings, before this Cousins extension, around $20 million under the cap with these moves, and honestly, there's not much surprise with the Radio Sanctuary, given these names had been bandied about for months. The prominent names that either were coming out locally, nationally, or the Elite Football Mind Covenant taking time to email the Bradshaw and Brian inbox or call 9 to noon, would look at the money that was owed, pair it with the performance or lack thereof, and the future moving forward.
Yeah.
So the names we would hear would be Xavier Rhodes, Linval Hungry, Riley Reiff. You know, they're just all the same names for quite some time. So we stopped banging our heads against the wall. But along with recognizing his greatness, this is not something that is super surprising to the Radio Sanctuary. Now, at 11:20 today, former Vikings assistant defensive line coach Robert Rodriguez. He's the defensive line coach at Arizona State University, works under Herm Edwards and defensive coordinator Marvin Lewis. Robert Rodriguez is going to join the radio show today to not only share some Linval Hungry stories, but talk about life down Arizona way from an amateur level standpoint. And with the What's Next with Linval and or X, granted, we will get into that markedly more next segment, but it is fair to note Jaleel Johnson came on big at the end of the 2019. Next segment for that. That's part of the What Next plan. And it's also fair to note, you know, because we will say it in passing, and it's kind of a league-wide known thing, with defensive line coach Andre Patterson, they all improve. And you generally can find them all over the draft. Now, Andre is co-defensive coordinator with Adam Zimmer, but he still is charged with working with the defensive linemen. Linval Hungry was Mike Zimmer's first big free agent acquisition in 2014. Elite years here for Linval Joseph. But when you mesh the cap hit with the end of the season performance, I would imagine those in hand, in command, and in charge, That's probably exactly what they did, because 9 to noon remembers Linval started the season pretty well.
Yeah.
Then we had like a middle of the season L and he was gone. Might have been some surgery, came back, maybe wasn't the same guy, certainly was not the same guy. And then you look at money owed, so it's like release, go test the cliched waters, and we will see, you see what's out there, and then maybe we can have a conversation anew.
Yeah.
You know, maybe with a different number tied to it. Of the two, Xavier Rhodes and or Linval Joseph, if one of them were to return, I would say Linval would be, I mean, I ain't going to put a percentage on it. And I'm also not going to say neither one will return. It wouldn't surprise me if neither returned. But of those two, I would think Linval might be the more likely. And another facet of this is the Vikings are absolutely taking a stand with these cuts, because Xavier Rhodes and or Linval Joseph will be on teams next year if they're not here.
Yeah.
So you get to see how a pass rush meshes with Xavier Rhodes, perhaps a revitalized, reconstructed Xavier Rhodes. And you'll get to see if Linval is healthy, revitalized, and comes into a season after being released for the first time in his career. Now, you don't necessarily focus on the Linval spot, because the meat and potatoes bit is very tough to analyze unless you're an elite all 22 mind. The spots on which you focus are the linebackers behind him and the safeties behind them. Because when Linval is atop his game, you can do a lot with players around and behind him. So from a from an organizational standpoint, I have respect for those who take stands one way or the other. The Vikings clearly have taken a stand with these cuts, and maybe the low-key indicator is getting out on these deals before the cliched roof caves in. So what's next at corner? What's next at D-line? We'll chat that and much more when 9 to noon continues.
It's PA.
See what's up with Rube Nation. Troy?
What's up, PA?
What's up?
When you speak, I listen, PA.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan.
Man, I rolled in today wondering what the lots in lives are about those with those whose living wage is based on handling things that have been licked. Like, we are sure there are envelope openers that don't require human touch. But maybe it just takes one thing licked to send one to peril. Super, super, super long shot. But people handling things that are licked need to be taken into consideration. The entire conversation needs to be thoroughly analyzed.
Oh, my God.
9 to noon, thinking about those working in professions where they're dealing with licking. And handling things that have been licked. Got to open your minds to everything that is around us right now, including doorknobs.
Yeah.
The next time we will handshake, the next time we will hug, and those whose living wages are predicated on things that are licked.
So basically, I think we all need to give thanks to the guy that has to show up with your Amazon Prime box every 2 days because you only buy stuff online. Mm-hmm. The mailman or mailwoman who are out there driving routes right now.
Yeah.
Making sure that you can get your coupon value pack in an envelope that has been sealed with the saliva of another human potentially.
Right.
Even cards from grandma. They've been touched. They've been sorted.
Yep.
They've been flipped through. They've been organized into piles. Zip codes here. Zip codes there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to the mail women and men and the UPS, FedEx, and Amazon-related drivers.
Con.
That help us on a day-to-day basis.
What about those doing the licking?
Ooh.
What about, now we understand with envelopes.
The licking.
With envelopes, okay, you know, maybe there's a dauber. Maybe there were wetting a paper towel and we're rubbing it.
Yeah.
You know, to seal it.
Right.
Maybe we're taping it. But it's 97.9% positive and or certain. Those applying whatever material goes on the envelope.
Yeah.
Where you put your tongue.
Right.
Is mechanically applied. But what if that 2.4% is not mechanically applied, and you're licking it.
Well, not to mention the fact that you're pulling it out. I buy my cards at Target, and no offense to Target, but people have stocked these shelves potentially with bare hands over the course of time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm out on automatic or self-adhesive stamps and things like that. I'm a licker.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the ability to lick.
Same.
I enjoy licking.
Stamps.
I'm pro-licking.
Man, I'm thinking envelopes, and you got the most lick-worthy thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm on Family Feud, and it's things that are licked, I'm like envelopes, and then I slide in second, then the Khan family from Brooklyn Park rolls in and says, stamps, and you control the board.
Stamps, controlling the board.
Control the board.
Hit you with lollipops, and then we come together to figure out what the fourth one is. I'm pro-licking. And so this is a difficult time in terms of sending mail and correspondence to others professionally or personally.
Later in the radio show, perhaps a 9 to noon plea, if somebody wants to meet me in the lobby of this building with two 20-ounce cans of tomato soup, a loaf of bread, and some fresh cheddar cheese, might be able to work something Vikings or Canterbury-related for you in August or September. But that's coming up later. What's happening right now is with this football team and the NFL free agency time beginning, and as I put on the narrow casting leader, and we will get into next segment, I am mostly negative on the NFL moving forward with business as usual, and it has more to do with what people perceive of the optics of a quarterback Kirk Cousins re-signing. We have particulars of the deal, according to or thanks to Ian Rappaporta of NFL Media. You know, so you'll hear people about the perceived insensitive nature of the optics, given how tough times are right now, legitimately, for many here, there, everywhere across the Great Divide, from Boston to Denver, every town in between and worldwide. That low key makes the conversation at 10. I have one or two different angles to NFL free agency involving team signing players who have not played for them recently or ever, where I legitimately in my football loving heart believe it is not seeing the forest for the trees and it's bad for business. And that's going to come up at about 10 o'clock. But when it comes to vetting out or knowing the A to Z on your guys you want to bring back. Right in front of the radio show, we've discussed it now a couple of times, and it probably will be a common thread of some sort during the course of this week. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins and the team have gotten together on a two-year extension. So that means as of now, 2020, 2021, 2022 with number 8. The producer, Mad Producer, has some particulars. Take it away.
Yeah, and in terms of Kirk Cousins, his two-year extension, we got the money on it. It's two new years worth $66 million. And so it's in all, including 2020, it's a three-year deal for $96 million. Now, what that means, he has $61 million guaranteed as soon as he puts Kirk, whatever his middle initial is, Cousins, on the line. Mm-hmm. But then after 2020, at the beginning of the 2021 season, an additional 35, the remaining $35 million will be guaranteed and converted to a fully guaranteed contract. So unless the Vikings cut him after this next season, after just paying him $61 million,
yeah,
he essentially has signed a three-year, $96 million fully guaranteed contract.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Above average.
So that's Kirk.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Media, NFL Network, a very, very recent tweet within the last 10 minutes.
Yep.
The contract extension clears $10 million in 2020 cap space.
Ooh.
So the guesstimation, the speculation, kind of feeling out how we thought it would work for the last 2 months when discussing the redo and the extension. Thank heavens that that has come to fruition. Don't have to think about it. Know who the quarterback is moving forward. And there are talking tentacles off the fact that he is the quarterback moving forward. But there still needs to be some form of what's next plan potentially developed, and for that you have the NFL draft, where it's my belief the draft is not going to take place exactly when it was supposed to take place in Las Vegas, but so on and so on and so on. So we thought it would be, we speculated, guesstimated between 8 and 20 million. I always thought it would be around 12. That was the number for months, 9 to noon went with. It falls at 10.
Yeah.
$10 million of salary cap space. And so that gets you up somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 under the cap.
Yes.
If and or when free agency indeed begins on Wednesday. And I'm not completely sure it's going to begin on Wednesday. We're going to chat that mug out about 10 minutes from now, maybe 15. But that is 30 under the cap. But does that 30 under the cap include restructuring, redoing, re-upping with this guy.
Cousins under center, play action, looks to boot right, dump to Ham, caught at the 25, hey, runs through a Seahawk, gets to the 40, 45, 50, C.J. Ham with an explosive catch and run. It'll go for 36 yards, and he ran through K.J. Wright, who's a dynamite linebacker. Well done, C.J.
Absolutely. C.J. Ham, this courtesy of Blake Barrett.
Oh, with that C.J. Ham!
His representation, as well as Ian Rapoport, that previously, I believe he would have been considered a restricted free agent. That feels like that's correct with C.J. Ham.
It is correct.
It's a four-year deal worth $12.25 million. C.J. Ham making $3.3 apiece. Fullback C.J. Ham.
I got you.
Stays in the Covenant.
Okay, now, before moving forward with the What's Next program, off what transpired Friday, Xavier Rhodes, one of the great shutdown corners in the history of this team, over the course of a few years, topped out in 2016 with the shutdown, a career worst game for Khan's guy OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., and like potentially what's next with Linval Joseph also being released, with NFL free agency set to begin Wednesday. And I'm probably going to be wrong with this. I am saying that free agency, when it comes to actually, like, Khan played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And I want to give Khan 20 guaranteed. I want to give Khan 15 guaranteed and a four-year, $24 million Austin Eckler-like deal. When it comes to unrestricted free agency commencing on time on Wednesday, I'm going to say right now, it's very 50-50.
Whoa.
Where there were reports and announcements and everything over the weekend that free agency, legal tampering period, which is now re-sign your own guys, franchise tag, comes to fruition in like 2 hours and 12 minutes. You know, the Anthony Harris tag and the whole thing. And I think there is, I mostly believe there's a very low chance they franchise tag Anthony, and it just goes off all the conversations we've had so many times for so many days and weeks and months. And you know, with Harrison Smith at $10.5 million for this year, I do believe it is a fair part of the conversation, whether you like it or not, whether you think it is petty, whether you think it is stupid, and whether you think it is dumb to look at it this way. And one of those roots of observation is exactly how I feel, and I'm not going to share which one it is. But if Harrison makes $10.5 million and he's Harrison, and then you franchise Anthony and he gets like 12 or 13, so Anthony makes more than Harrison, don't kill the messenger. I'm just saying that's what it would be like.
Sure.
Oh, and then you got 24-ish million tied into two safeties. That ain't good. Now, I mean, Legion of Boom, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, yeah, it was elite. And I'm certainly not going to put those two on the plane of those high-enders when they were right at the top.
Yeah, but it's a good example to use because Legion of Boom getting paid high dollars like they were, you know what they had? They had a fifth-round corner by the name of Richard Sherman that eventually he's made his cash as well.
Brilliant.
But when you have that kind of quality with that kind of draft value on the outside, now you're not paying him $10 million back in 2013.
Right.
And so that lends to it.
That's brilliant because they were using players like Bobby Wagner, Utah State, one of the two. Can't exactly remember where they got Wagner. One of the great 4-3 inside linebackers with pass coverage and overall vibe for around a decade.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a first or second round pick. Feels like third, might have been fourth, might have been fifth or sixth. Like there, when they won the Super Bowl, man, the Super Bowl MVP was a seventh rounder from USC. I think his name was Malcolm Smith. So it's, you put that in.
When he was a second rounder, Bobby Wagner.
Bobby was second rounder, yes. Not first. My bad.
No.
When they were winning the Super Bowl, like Jermaine Kearse, I believe, was undrafted. Doug Baldwin, I believe, was undrafted or like a seventh rounder. So they were meshing. They got Russell in the third round.
Yeah.
You know, so they were able to do all of that and then keep certain legion of boomers at big prices.
And that was back in the Michael Bennett days or Cliff Averill and all of that.
Averill, though.
And basically for so long, because of the legion of boom and how good those safeties are, I mean, they had the ability to basically say, you know, for instance, like Brandon Browner. When was Brandon Browner drafted?
Right.
He was undrafted 05. Yep,
there you go.
And so they had guys like him on the outside making plays for peanuts so that they could afford the Legion of Boom. Can the Vikings do that? Can the Vikings do that?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the Vikings, and not speaking for the team, I'm just like rolling with this vibe, just being the announcer. They love Anthony Harris. They found Anthony Harris. They raised Anthony Harris. They utilized Anthony Harris in spots where he would jar the ball loose from Cooper Kupp in front of the goal stripe in a meat grinder against McVay, and then like the Rams would score 0 points over the final 55 minutes of the game. So Anthony was big spot Anthony for a while. Anthony blew up league-wide last year with the interceptions in the regular season, then he picked off Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, I think his last two interceptions were from Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. So,
not bad.
Yeah, so that's atop the resume.
Yeah.
Not undrafted Virginia, worked my way, scratched and clawed. Now my last two interceptions were A-Rodge and Drew Brees. So, but now with the Cousins redo and the extension, you, according to .com Tom, you get 10. You already had 20 post X and hungry. So now you're up around 30 and you got the Barrett's bit. So you're still around 30, which means if you franchise Anthony Harris, you still have a fair amount of cash with which you can move forward.
Right.
So that's a, this is precarious. This is very tricky. I mean, you know, do Anthony, man, it would be football quasi minor devastated if Anthony's not on the team.
Yep.
Because he's just his trajectory, and he's just on the fast track to becoming one of the better safeties in the NFL. The franchise tag deadline is at noon today. All right, man. It's Monday. Trying to figure out how to handle doorknobs. Pulling pullovers down over hands, turning doorknobs. D'Angelo Nordo came up with a brilliant idea. With your knee or with your foot, if you can find a handicap entrance. I mean, it's in fairness an entrance act, but I mean, times are different, man. Surreal times right now. You know, kick it, and that opens it for several people.
Correct.
So granted, you probably shouldn't use the handicap entrance if you're not handicapped.
That's what I've always felt that way, but we're in a different spot right now.
Well, what you do is you're observant. You look around. And you're like, okay, I think I'm cool here, and I got five people approaching this entrance.
Right.
I am going to give extravagantly with my knee, and I am going to open this door for everybody so nobody has to touch it.
I think that's a nice play.
Same protocol with doorknobs. We still can't figure out those whose living wage and careers are predicated on licking. I mean, how much anxiety is that causing so many people right now? We think about things like that because 9 to noon is a show for the people. And we are you. We are rubes like you. What's next with the corner back spot with X? What's next with the defensive tackle bit with Linval? Put that mug on hold for a little bit, come back. And I want to share a couple of reasons I am negative on the NFL going full throttle and beginning free agency on Wednesday. That's next.
It's PA.
I can't even believe it! They stink so bad you can't even make it up.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan. The Fan.
Yeah, but...
And he could sing a song.
9 to noon. His heart in every line. I know, right?
Marvin.
Marvin. Soft and warm, the quiet storm, KFAM, 9 to noon radio show, Murky Monday. Cousins, Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Vikings and the team. Hour and change ago, got together on a two-year contract extension. According to .com Tom Pelissero, very good at what he does. The team found $10 million in salary cap relief with that. Xavier Rhodes, Linval Joseph, released on Friday. And fullback, Pro Bowl fullback, C.J. Ham. He gets together with the team, so he's back in the covenant. Many thoughts on that, all to be shared later for sure, or during the course of the show or the week. We're both here each and every day this week. And continuity, consistency, is those are two operative words that come to my mind initially with the Vikings and the offense moving forward. Thus, the low-key elation by yours truly with what is coming up next with those who have been re-signed. Re-signed, extended, reworked, whatever. And that plays into absolutely into NFL free agency. I mean, you know, you with Cousins and or Ham or whomever, Stephen Weatherly is an unrestricted, said to be an unrestricted free agent. You could have worked out something with these guys weeks ago. But now that the collective bargaining agreement was settled over the weekend, more on that with News du Nord, the collective bargaining agreement edition, about 30 minutes from now. Now that the particulars of that are settled, the redos, the re-signings, the extensions and stuff like that will transpire with teams moving forward. And if they, certain teams, if they have the cap space, they will want to get something done that is prudent for the team and fair for the player. But if they can, the franchise tag becomes en vogue today. For instance, Shaq Barrett with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I mean, Shaq was a high draft pick. Career wasn't going the right way. Ended up with Bruce Arians, had like 19 sacks last year. So he got the franchise tag today. Chris Jones, big time game changer with the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe he got a franchise tag today too. So all of that is transpiring with the never ending wheel.
Dak Prescott, by the way.
Prescott got one?
Prescott got an exclusive franchise tag just right. About 20 minutes ago.
See, and there's just so much and from a distraction factor diversionary standpoint to the surreal nature of the real world. There are just so many angles on which we can focus today and during the course of the week because, you know, with that franchise tag number, I would imagine the Cowboys and Prescott, and Prescott's representation. And I like Dak. I don't love Dak. I like Dak, and if you were my quarterback, man, I'd be cool with it. Dak, when I got a chance to go to Dallas with the team last year, deep dive Dak into the game, call the game and then watch it back, I gained appreciation for how far Dak Prescott has come at this stage of his career. So if Khan is representing Dak and I'm working alongside Jerry World, we're trying to get a deal together and say we were close. And then all of a sudden news pops, Ryan Tannehill got what?
Oh my gosh.
Wait a second. Ryan Tannehill had like nine good games and got what?
Oh my gosh.
Well, now all of a sudden, Khan's hitting me over the head with a contractual freaking 2x4 trying to triple the deal.
Yeah, Dak's agent hung up that phone call he had with Jerry when he read how much Tannehill got. We got to. Okay, hang on, Jerry. We're going to call you back a little bit. Just got a couple of things here to iron out.
Yeah, Jerry
just
World.
Just add a zero to it.
Jerry World's representation was texting Khan. And like the blue thing atop the phone would just get stuck.
Yeah.
And then Khan's text, you know, they kept coming back green.
Yeah. I always left.
I left Jerry on red.
Yeah, I was left on red. Jerry World got left on red, man. So then like Jerry's representation, you know, even though they're looking at it like Ryan Tannehill got what?
Oh my gosh.
So then they can't get through via text messaging because Khan keeps leaving Jerry Jones on red.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the texts are turning up weird green. So then Jerry World opts to go to Snap, where Khan, representing Dak Prescott, well, leaves him on open.
I always love that one.
Kind of left on open, didn't you?
I left on open.
So then he goes to direct. Anything? He goes to direct message man, and he's like, okay, let me check this thing out. Oh, wait, there's an icon down here that says red.
I always love that one.
Excuse me, scene.
Yeah.
I always love that
one. Yeah, man, they saw my DM and didn't respond. Holy cow. But, okay, so that's Dak, exclusive bit, back in the Cowboys covenant. Shaq Barrett, Chris Jones,
yeah,
CJ Ham here, and Kirk Cousins here. Common thread. The common thread is that everything transpiring right now, now you can't, free agency has not opened and is not scheduled to open until Wednesday. So it's like you ain't going to see anything that's official with like .com Tom or Adam Schefter being like Vikings and Brandon Sheriff are approaching a 3-year whatever type deal.
Yeah.
You might see it, but you're not seeing a lot of that.
No.
The common thread here is that there's a lot of action today involving players and their current teams, which takes me down the road of NFL free agency beginning on Wednesday. If you sinkhole speculate it and or read it or listen to the Florios or follow the most prevalent vibe when it comes to the NFL is actually beginning free agency and keeping business as usual when the NBA and NHL might not re-engage this year, MLS dead, MLB delayed, so on and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So the operative word you'll see and or hear a lot is optics. This is your overuse the word optics leader, the Fan and KFAN.com. So you'll get people who'll be like, the optics are terrible. You're getting players getting zillions of dollars and Khan's a waiter. Now, Khan's a very good waiter for a high-end restaurant, and Khan's bringing in about 68 large a year doing something he loves. Ain't nobody coming to the restaurant right now.
So I'm on the shelf.
And their low key is like something maybe around the corner involving 14 days. And like if you're in New York City with the bars and the restaurants, the clubs, whatever, doors are shut.
Yeah.
So Khan's stuck. Okay. So Khan's stuck. And now free agency is going to begin on Wednesday and players A, B, C, D, and E are going to combine for $500 million in deals. I got no idea. So there are those who are like, the optics of that are bad. I couldn't care less about the optics because I care about different things in my life and the world right now. The optics of that whole thing does not bug me. There are those who are like, the NFL, the coveted shield, it's the shield. It's all encompassing in the world of sports. In essence, is acting like nothing is transpiring now and is moving forward with business as usual. And with the collective bargaining agreement, I mean, you're going to go through it at 10:35, News du Nord. I believe there's a side of it. In fact, I'm quite positive, but I probably will phrase it the wrong way, where the NFLPA was like, no, free agency begins Wednesday, and we're putting the fist down on that.
Well, and that wasn't even CBA related. I saw the same thing from, I think it was Schefter over the weekend, that mm-hmm. they're still trying to figure this out. NFL does not want to move forward with NFL free agency.
Oh.
It, like the teams themselves, yeah. The owners are pissed about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Players Association were the ones that said, okay we're doing
stuff
over the phone.
So it's not CBA.
It's not related to the CBA. Thank These are two separate things.
I mean, as you can imagine, man, I mean, you know me better than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a CBA story, I mean, come on.
I got you.
It's so boring. And so I saw a potential 17-game schedule, 14 teams in the playoffs. I'm like, cool. Then it just got into stuff that was like, woof.
Yeah, and you just went up to the navigation portion of the equation, hit www.x.
Like I didn't.
It autofilled, and the rest of your day was handled.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, perhaps moving forward, I should take your suggestion of what you're watching eight hours a day, TikTok.
I always love that one.
And move forward with that, but it's just...
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's just... Yeah,
no, I got you. It's not your thing.
I feel all weird, man. I got a 17-year-old daughter.
But you got the important part of it, though, was that the NFL itself, teams, negative on it.
Right.
Players Association, positive on it in moving forward.
Okay, so long play here in the all of a sudden because of the climate, you got to be careful when you argue and pick sides. Yours truly not big into picking sides in the first place. This is not your I can win both sides of the argument. Oh, leader, let's open the phone lines, KFAN.com. We're not that. This is not the wag your finger, preachy, we have all the answers covenant. We are you.
Yeah.
We have questions, and we wonder about a lot of things, too. But what this is from my standpoint, why? So if you believe NFL, NFLPA moving forward with free agency as scheduled Wednesday is insensitive to everything that's going on around the world, I say I love you. If you are on the other side saying, I don't care about the optics, this is a part of the business calendar that has to take place right now. And then when it comes to off-season workouts and OTAs and minicamp and draft and the whole thing, okay, push that whole thing back. Okay, but this part of the business equation needs to transpire right now. All I say is I love you. And then we move on with our lives and we talk about surreal sports.
Okay.
But here, for one three-chinned announcer, I am negative on the NFL beginning with free agency on Wednesday, and it has nothing, it has minimal to do with perceived insensitivity, optics, or the time of the business calendar. I'll share exactly what that means next.
It's PA.
It indeed is the NFL's version of Animal House.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
And The Fan.
So with the NFL and free agency, why personally, again, with welcome back to 9 to noon, with respect to opinions on either side about the optics or perceived selfishness and or insensitivity of the National Football League or the NFLPA with the league moving forward with its day one of its new calendar year. And free agency, which means those unrestricted free agents can be signed and join other teams. Here's why, personally, I think it's awful for business. I think it's risky. And I think it's absurd. The Players Association, the league, the commissioner, general managers, everybody involved would actually sign off on this, even though it's a smaller percentage of the entire cliched pie.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is let's use Nordo as an example. All right. So I'm $30 million under the cap. And Nordo is a defensive tackle who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why don't you pick a diminutive slot receiver? What are you trying to say about me?
So Nordo is now heading into his fifth year. Okay, so he's free agent eligible. Now, free agent A, the spot and or person about whom we're chatting, just came off a year that was the best year of his career and is requisite of fair cash and decent cash and potentially big cash in free agency. So if I've identified player A as somebody I have, and Jerry World is looking at $22 million on the guarantee, 4 years, 24 on the deal. But I want to get him. So now I'm going to go 26 on the guarantee, and I'm going to go 4 and 28. All that stuff starts transpiring on Wednesday. Why? I think it's so like player A, that's 2019. Oh, by the way, early in 2019, player A, I notice on the injury report because they vet out everything. Three consecutive weeks, player A was questionable to doubtful, but played and the designated injury was hip. Okay? Now, player A, I'm about ready to give 26 promise to, played in 14 of the 16 games, but there was a hip that was slowing him early in the year. All right, cool. Then I watched the All-22. I'm cool with player A, and I still want to move forward. Oh, in 2018, player A, by the way, questionable to doubtful to probable to whatever on the injury report with that hip at certain parts of the season, there was a time within the previous year and a half, two and a half years, said player had hip surgery. Okay.
Well, this is a thing.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, it's a violent game. It's a violent game. They run into each other at very, very high speeds. People get hurt. So, okay, cool. But, you know, the final 14 games of 2019, oh, my God, look at this. I mean, you put this player next to Daniil, and then you got Kendricks behind them, and the hitman, and the safety we're going to draft, Antoine Winfield Jr., and just look at the middle of what we're doing. Oh, wait, because of lack of travel, because of, with the climate, the surreal times.
Yeah.
Because players are not making visits to facilities. And there are not only the private meetings to get squared away with, you know, I looked him in the eyes and I saw the fury of a champion. All the trite, cliched bullcrap. Now, what matters here is, are we really going to give players who have any form of quasi-injury history, are we really going to give them zillion-dollar deals without them being vetted out by our training staff and our doctors? Oh, wait, okay, so they're not going to make visits, so we ain't got to worry about it, but what if they do make visits? Well, now, with the training staff, the personnel staff, the GM, the contract staff and everything, how many people we got in the building? What's the mandate?
Yeah.
Is there a mandate? No, it's recommended. Okay, so we're not out of respect here? I mean, we're not working out of respect here? So now all of a sudden we get all these people in the building. Okay? Oh, yeah, the doctors and the internists that we have here to analyze player A's hip. By the way, we had to pull them away from their practices where they may have been and probably were working on more significant things than player A's hip. I don't like it. In fact, I hate it. I hate it. And free agency, if only for that reason, should not commence on Wednesday. It is bad business. Hey, I'm all about my football faith, okay? But when you potentially are changing somebody's life and moving forward with any kind of a deal that impacts your salary cap now and then and later, and you're telling me that I'm not able to get my medical staff and my Sugarman staff together and, like, do what you have to do to give somebody a new deal? It stinks. It's bad for business. Teams are going to get burned. But on the other side of it, free agency begins on Wednesday, you know, supposedly, where I still think it's 50-50. All right. Well, player A played very well. He's requisite of this deal. Everybody knows it. On the injury report early in the year, we did notice that hip for about a month. And, oh, by the way, that hip was worked on within the last 2 years. But because of the times, the surreal nature of everything, player A and representation not traveling in here. We are not having more than 50 people in this building because that's how everybody needs to operate to be cohesive and respectful and follow protocol, even if it's by faith protocol. It's like, I mean, that's a completely separate conversation with the, you know, why is everybody acting like this? You're overreacting. Or on the other side of it, now you're an idiot. You don't get it. Stay in your house. And again, both sides of that conversation. Over there to the right, I love you. Over there to the left, I love you. Okay, I no opinion on either side, at least that I'm going to share. So, but I do know, you know what, man? It's like with everything being laid out with the can't have a place with 250 people or more. Well, now it's 50 or more, you know, or you got to close your business. We know what's happening around the country with businesses that are being closed. Well, if this business rolls on Wednesday and you are not able to physically and properly vet out the potential of a $50 million investment, there will be somebody around the league who will be like, fine, you're out, I'm in, and I'm not going to vet him out, and I'm bringing him in. So now what's the next part of that? Well, we wanted player A, but because of everything that was going on and being respectful of the situation and the fact that the internists and the doctors and the surgeons and everything, we didn't really feel comfortable pulling them away from what they were doing because what they were doing was really, really important. So we passed, but you didn't pass, and maybe you hit. Maybe it's 19 and a half sacks in 2020, or maybe it's an investment where the hip goes bad in week 10 and you look back and you get bashed by your fan base. You get bashed by those in the know who follow this stuff that, man, you really gave a $50 million total deal with that hip history simply because you rolled by football faith. So that's like those are like reasons 1A and 1B why I'm negative on starting free agency on Wednesday. And simply because you can have your opinion about insensitivity. You can have your opinion that the NFL and the NFLPA is almost with a blind eye moving forward and pretending everything's not happening and pretending that leagues aren't shutting down. That can be your opinion on either side. I don't care. What I do care about is the legitimacy of what I just laid out, is that these unrestricted free agents you are going to sign, they are not coming to your facility, they are not analyzed by your doctors, and they are not analyzed by your training staff. And that is too much of a by football faith leap for me to take.
The adjustments that they're going to have to make are going to be substantial. Now, in terms of the doctors and training staffs, under any other situation other than 2020 as we're living now, these doctors are being pulled away from their practices and pulled away from their day-to-day to work with these guys anyway, right? Like, I mean, if the Vikings are bringing a guy in under normal circumstances, they're going to have to bring Sugarman and all these guys, some of the doctors that do work, whether it's for Tria or Twin Cities Orthopedics, excuse me, and other places.
But they are, but that is also going by the pharmaceutical faith that what they're dealing with at their practices is what it was last year.
Sure.
When they were vetting out free agency. And if I got to throw the verbal dice into the air, I'm saying it's not.
Okay. Okay. And so for me, I'm glad you framed it up the way that you did, because from an optic standpoint, I think it's too easy to point the fingers. I don't look at it as an insensitivity issue. But I also, I'm not necessarily feeling awful for these NFL teams because they have to do things differently. And I can appreciate the concept of making sure that everyone's on a level playing field, because that's the issue that you're going to run into.
Yeah.
Is you're right. Not all teams will say, this is how we're going to do it out of safety and respect. We're going to wait until mid-April. You know, there's 31 other teams. Not all of them are going to wait until mid-April to make a decision.
And over the weekend, it popped regarding these visits. It's a fair part of the conversation that there are some teams that privately are going to fly players in for stuff like this.
Yes.
And then there were people around the league that were like, nah, that violates the handshake. That's crap. You can't do that, because not every team does that. So if they fly them in, now you get to the where every team has the right to have private planes. Every team has the right. Maybe every owner does have a private plane. So maybe every owner has that ability.
Or access to a guy that does.
Yeah,
yes.
Which means access to a guy. Again, yours truly not being overly paranoid or overly, I got to run to the store and drop $900 on toilet paper and tomato soup. On the other side, also not one that looks at it like, Nordo, why did you go to Aldi's and drop $900?
Yeah,
you know, because you're freaking out. I'm not on either side of that.
Right.
But I do think, out of respect for those who say, sure, you know, with quarantines, or maybe this 14-day thing that may be coming up, or the 250 going down to 50, with everything that's transpiring now, sure, maybe it is over the top.
But I saw a tweet this weekend from like a doctor or something. It just really resonated with me, man. I retweeted it where he's like, I'd prefer to be on the other side of it because I'd sure hate to not do enough. And okay. Then all of a sudden it's like, wow, you know, we didn't take these measures when we could have taken these measures. I'd rather err on that side of doing too much than not doing enough.
And there's been a wave of that over the last, I'd say, 48-ish hours.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, even those that are elite medical minds. We had a guy on our station on Friday. He's like, hey, I'm taking my family out for pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be safe. But and then on the other end of it, as you mentioned, it's those that stay home or else type of thing. So the thing for me is...
Well, just to finish that off what you said. So, okay, so we're going to fly them in, okay, whatever. That means we now are pulling pilots away from families and pulling pilots and staff and everything away from their covenants.
Yeah.
To get them to a facility where now we're pulling doctors away from their practices and we're bringing together people to be in close contact where respectfully we have been asked not to do that.
Right.
And not just asked by meat sauce. We've been asked by those who allegedly, reportedly, and supposedly are in the know.
Sure.
Like this tweet that I did yesterday, Douglas Massengill, who he's a doctor.
Massengill.
A school superintendent said, he's an educator. A school superintendent said something profound in his address canceling school for the next 3 weeks. Quote, in the end, it will be impossible to know if we overreacted or did too much, but it will be quite apparent if we underreacted or did too little. That's fantastic for my taste, how that was phrased.
The key for me in this is that it's the Players Association who is championing this cause, which means the association that represents the individuals that may have to get in private planes and travel to their destinations, they're on for resuming free agency on Wednesday. And so at this point, I look at it, if you're a free agent out there, there's some personal responsibility that needs to take place in terms of the precautions and safety-related measures. I don't know enough about how these teams, you know, from a medical report standpoint, if your physical is a thumbs up from your doctor with the Bucks, but then you come up here and you get, two different super-educated professionals in the medical industry seeing something completely different to the point where the Bucks were ready to try and re-sign him, and then the Vikings won't put a deal on the table for him because of what the training staff said.
Yeah.
Are they sharing medical information? How available are all of these things?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want another team's medical information.
And there you go.
Yeah,
so you want to be in control of your own perception at all points in the process.
Right. It's I'm not the hard-headed, I'm not willing to budge from like what my take is because I bring it by football faith from the heart.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's freaking ridiculous. It's bad for business and it's embarrassing. If you're giving players tens of millions of dollars of deals, and your doctors don't get their hands on those guys, and your athletic staff, the one that you compensate, the one of which you're very proud, and we're really going to, if I'm an owner of a team, I'm like, I'm really going to give that guy that kind of money? We had that hip in 2018, and the injury report you told me about? Really?
Yeah.
No, I
understand.
Yeah.
They have to adjust. It's going to be very difficult if it opens on Wednesday. We're still going to follow it and talk about it and be interested 9 to noon. And I have faith that NFL teams can adjust on the fly and they can ultimately, they're not going to say, well, given the situation, we had to give a guy $60 million. No, teams will figure out any possible way they can, I believe, to vet out these players and ultimately make the best financial decision.
My adjustment is eliminate the word if and don't start on Wednesday.
It's PA.
There are many, many positives I can get out of this game.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hey, it's Nordo for Profile by Sanford. And Profile by Sanford, it's a weight loss program that I started back at the end of July. And I lost 50 pounds working with these doctors and researchers that put this program together. And now you know what it's about. It's about meeting them, whether it's in person most of the time or potentially virtual meetings, which might be taking place over the coming weeks. But the guidance and really the long play with profile by Sanford, yeah, you lose the weight, and that's awesome. But how do you keep it off? And how do you make different decisions at the grocery store, different decisions at the dinner table, changing your eating habits, changing the relationship that you've had with food, which, from my perspective, I had awful eating habits, and I'm working on changing those, and it's all thanks to Profile by Sanford. Six locations in the Twin Cities. Key for you, though, with some free time on your hands, potentially get to profileplan.com, profileplan.com.
Ever get that feeling you're walking uphill inside your home, your walls are closing in on you, your doors and windows are stuck or won't close? You just might have foundation issues. Contact the experts at Safe Basements of Minnesota, who have been keeping basements dry and foundations strong for 30 years. Is your basement ready for the dreaded coming snowmelt and rainfall? Visit safebasements.com and begin putting 30 years of excellence to work for you. That's Safe Basements.com, and don't forget to mention the fan sent you.
I'm Jesse Treble, and peace of mind is a
fan.
Nine to noon. News du Nord.
News du Nord brought to you every day by the great Canterbury Card Casino. It's poker, it's blackjack, it's table games, and just one of my favorite places in the metro to be whenever I can get down there. Go to canterburypark.com for all info and event-related details.
Number one!
So as we've been talking about for the last couple of segments, PA, free agency, as of now, set to begin on Wednesday afternoon, which means as of 44 minutes ago, the quote-unquote legal tampering period begun for NFL teams. So now we're going to start hearing this agreement has taken place between this player and this team. And I'm going to throw this one out there to you right now. As of about 15 minutes ago, the free agent right tackle, his name's Rick Wagner, which actually Vikings fans should know about Rick Wagner because several years ago, the Lions decided to let Riley Reiff leave in free agency and picked up Rick slash Ricky Wagner via the Baltimore Ravens. And so fast forward to the 2019-2020 offseason, Rick Wagner has now been allowed by the Lions to enter free agency. And this courtesy of Nick Shook and Mike Garofalo of NFL Network at NFL.com that he has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers.
Which I would believe
that Brian Bulaga, yes, then is the man out of the mix.
Right. Now, off the previous conversation, you know, that's the free agency bent, or the way I looked at it, that's my opinion. So, and it's exactly that, an opinion, which means it's neither right nor wrong. It's just my opinion, and I got the microphone. You got emails at Bradshaw and Brian inbox if you want. But how does that play into Wednesday? If teams come to agreements with players, now these players are not signed by these teams until the league year officially begins. So off what I'm saying, no matter how you look at it with free agency, if they delay it and do not do it Wednesday, you know, for a lot of the reasons or some of the reasons that I laid out, these deals either can be on hold and you can hold them off, I guess, and then consummate them, or I have no idea.
Well, think about it, though.
I'm way outside of my lane guessing on this.
No, but think about it to your point, though. And, you know, I appreciate and respect. I mean, there's going to be some difficulties regarding trying to properly evaluate decisions teams are making. But if you make this handshake agreement, or in this particular case, a Skyped or elbow bump agreement with Rick Wagner and the Green Bay Packers, and free agency gets bumped back a month.
Yeah.
So April 15th, April 16th, that's when you can finally sign deals.
Yeah.
Over the course of 30 days, yeah, maybe there's a little leak, there's a little mouse in the room, and suddenly the Minnesota Vikings have entered said conversation. Yeah. And they said, yeah, we kind of heard from some guy in a phone booth somewhere that this is how much you were going to make. Actually, we're going to go over the top. I mean, that would be catastrophic. Not on the regular, but maybe in a few cases of deals being undone in the 11th hour because of holding it back. So it's almost like if the NFL had any chance to change this mix, they would have had to do so before 11 a.m. Eastern today.
Yeah, see, I agree with everything you're saying. But when it comes to the business of the NFL and the opinions
that you're insensitive, you are not in lockstep with what's transpiring, you're acting like you don't know what's happening, NFLPA or NFL. All of those opinions and all of those statements, God bless all of you.
Yeah.
And those are your takes, your opinions, and I may or may not agree. What I do know is fact, that as free agency goes, dispersing tens of millions of dollars to new players and not being able to go through the protocol or proper procedures with your medical staff and or your training staff is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I can't have anybody tell me anything otherwise. And I ain't being hard-headed about it. It's a major, major part of giving somebody a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I hear Nordo was a great waiter at Manny's, and I run Wildfire, but in Eden Prairie. But I'm not going to take the application. I'm not going to go through the background check. But because I heard he was a great waiter, I'm going to bring him in and give him 80 grand. Come on, man. It's just stupid to eliminate that background check portion of the equation. And that's it. Just really, really bugs me.
At this particular moment, in terms of deals that have been agreed to, that's the only one that I'm finding. But franchise tags, certainly part of the mix as we enter the free agency season. I'm just going to throw these names out there. You got an opinion, you let me know.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals have tagged AJ Green. Not unsurprising that Derrick Henry has been tagged by the Titans.
No, the AJ bit off the injury, and at this stage of his career, it had to happen, because if it doesn't happen, now all of a sudden the LSU quarterback is like, are you kidding me?
Right.
I'm not throwing every pass to Tyler Boyd or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Yeah, so that had to happen for them. Very predictable. Derrick Henry what?
Derrick Henry franchise tag.
Yeah, that had to happen too, because he's such a big part of what they do and how they construct their offense. And you know, he was worthy of, but again, this is a guy vetted out by their medical staff and their training staff, and they know where all the physical bones are buried. Got no problem with this.
And then Chris Jones, franchise tagged by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Same thing. Jones missed time during the course of the season. Absolute beast. Monster on the inside. Incredibly, incredibly difficult to stop and or slow. Played into a lot having to do with the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Chris Jones is a fantastic player and worthy of every dollar he gets. Chris Jones played last year with the Kansas City Chiefs, so certified athletic trainer, along with the doctors in the greater Kansas City area.
Mitch Holtis was in the room.
They know exactly where yes. all of the medical bones are buried.
Sweet nectar of the Chris Jones. You had mentioned via steamrolling that you anticipated Brandon Scherff would not be available via free agency for the Vikings mm-hmm. or any other team. He was franchise tagged by the Redskins.
Yeah, that was combine steam, which generally for me is 70 to 75% accurate. I was told Scherff and Washington would come together on a new deal. Maybe, you know, I should have thought it could be the franchise tag. But bottom line, steam was good. If you were dreaming about Brandon Scherff for the Minnesota Vikings, stop your dream. It was never happening.
Patriots left guard Joe Thuney and quarterback Dak Prescott.
Patriots franchise Thuney?
Yeah, Thuney.
Yeah.
Thuney.
I'm not, I like him a lot. I'm just not really sure how frequently Bill uses the tag. But they had to have him.
Yeah. Atopic, too, for them is getting David Andrews healthy again at the center spot, I believe.
Atopic for them is Captain Cool.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And what's next for that?
But it's looking more likely that he might return now, given some of the other options potentially being off the table.
We'll see.
Including PA, a popular talker over the last several weeks was, what would Tom Brady look playing with former teammate Mike Vrabel, now head coach of the Tennessee Titans? Unlikely to happen now, since the Tennessee Titans have agreed on a 4-year deal with Ryan Tannehill worth up to $118
million.
Oh my God.
The Titans bit with Brady was lunacy because of the way they run their offense, their wide receiver talent, or lack thereof. And I felt it was lunacy simply because, schematically speaking, their offense. And it just does not cater to the way he plays. So I heard it. I respected it. I have been and still am down. It's one of three teams. It's Patriots for Tom Brady. It's Patriots or it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or it's L.A. Chargers.
Hmm.
It's one of those three teams. And if I had to throw the by football faith dice in the air, I ain't betting on New England. I'm not betting on the other two either. The fact that they franchised the offensive linemen, I think, is a sneaky tell that, you know, that's, look, Tom, we did this. You know, that's going to help with the protection. So, yeah, I make New England favored, but it's not a super prohibitive favorite.
How about this? NFL draft is going to still go on as scheduled, April 23rd through the 25th, but all public draft events have been canceled.
Yeah.
So that is the note via Tom Pelissero from earlier this morning. But this is Vikings-related news.
What?
Ian Rappaport, about 125 seconds ago. The Vikings have placed a franchise tag on safety Anthony Harris.
Holy cow, they did it!
They did it.
Wow!
So it either keeps him in Minnesota or maybe they attempt to trade him, but the key to all of this is that Anthony Harris, folks, returning in purple as of now. Anthony Harris,
now,
$12 million.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, the reason I did not think it would happen is because if you take his deal and the hitman's deal, we now, how much did it cost?
Well, I got to find the exact franchise tag numbers.
I've been rolling with it somewhere around 12 because I looked it up like a month ago. So now the Vikings with the franchise tag for Anthony Harris, which is long play, it's good news because you keep an improving young stalwart within your covenant. But is it prudent and is it the right maneuver to have two safeties this season, up next season, to be on the hook for the neighborhood of $24.5 million?
And it's 12.735. This is via Sporting News from a couple days ago.
Now, you have Hitman and Anthony Harris. That's a combined $25 million.
Right.
So now, the complexity of the safety role within this defense.
Yes.
And how important it is. And how did Anthony get his interceptions? This is one thing we discussed rather deeply during the course of the season, is I was super impressed how Anthony, granted, had some thrown to him. When he undercut the route on Monday Night Football and fooled Aaron Rodgers, I was over the hump. I mean, that was, if you are a sports or football snob, and you like watching back plays from a critical standpoint, Anthony Harris was so atop his game in the penultimate, he fooled Aaron Rodgers, undercut a route, and sucked him into a bad throw. A-Rodge may not be as good as he was 3 years ago. Ain't nobody sucking Aaron Rodgers into a bad throw.
Yeah.
And Anthony did. So that's good news. That's good news for the Covenant, actually on the field from a financial standpoint. It's a lot of money to go to two safeties.
It is. It is only for 1 year, however, and under the assumption that they try to redo a deal, right? It opens up a window now where they can continue to negotiate, and they're negotiating against themselves and just Anthony at this stage versus 31 other teams.
Great point.
And God bless the hitman. So nobody think that I have anything less than the ultimate affection for Harrison Smith.
I got you.
Only 2 years left on his deal. He turns 31 this year, so how do they handle that? And that's a what's next talker for a guy that has given so much to this team, but is on the back half of his career.
Now, wait, in closing, but there still are so many pertinent things that are transpiring right now. Let's put the debut of Surreal Sports off until tomorrow.
Okay.
And if there's more, and I like Surreal Sports a lot. It was a Con production. Nordo came up with the idea, and then we, in collaboration, Surreal Sports in Surreal Times.
Yes.
And I'll properly explain exactly what it means tomorrow. We're bullish on it. And it's I think it's going to be not only a good diversion for Rube Nation, but it's fun to write. It's fun to put together. Got to put it off until tomorrow. Too much is transpiring right now. It's a low percentage possibility, but it's not a 0% possibility involving Kirk Cousins and the 2-year extension he got today. Let's hit that. When 9 to noon continues at FM 100.3, KFANANANANAN.
It's PA.
You are one of the biggest suck-ups I know.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan. The Fan. Yeah!
Kamara in the backfield. Breeze on third down. Straight drop. It's a deep shot. He's looking for Ted Ginn. Intercepted. Yes, it is. Anthony Harris gets up and runs at the 25 to the far side 40. Harris to the 50. Well done. That's the seventh interception this season for Anthony Harris. And there are no flags on the play. 2:03 to go in the first half. And Harris just turned over Breeze.
What do you do, man? I mean, Friday, X and Hungry out. Cousins, 2-year extension earlier. Producer shared the particulars of the deal. CJ Ham back in the covenant. Minutes in front, minutes in front of the, I think the deadline central was 11 a.m.
11, yeah.
Yeah, it was noon Eastern.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said it was an hour earlier. Yeah, just started 4 minutes ago.
Right. Right. Well, it doesn't matter if you were wrong. It's the thing is that literally in the shadow of the wire, the Vikings franchised, put the franchise tag, assigned it to Anthony Harris, so the safety's back in the mix. So all of that has happened since Friday, but the majority of it now. Now, this is, it's a long shot, but in surreal times and with the whirlwind that is taking place now, not only with the Vikings, but in the National Football League. By the way, with this whirlwind that is taking place on the first day of the legal tampering, and you can re-sign your own guys. Anybody recall this much happening this soon, this early in the equation? I'm guessing and reading between the lines, there are constituents that expect Wednesday's not going to go off the way everybody tells us it will go off. I've said it's 50-50. That's my guess. That's my opinion. But I'm telling you, the path I went down about not being able to medically investigate unrestricted free agents with your people, and you're like, you know, that they will find people. I just don't know how you get around that. I don't think you can get around it. You know, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. If it takes off Wednesday, it takes off. I'm gut vibing that things are happening so fast and so furiously and so quickly because there ain't going to be no free agency on Wednesday.
Oof.
And if there isn't, that's the right call. That is the right call for the procedure, the practicality, and the respect of the game. I'm not going down the road. It's the optics, the perceived and sensitive nature of the Shield and the Players Association. Those are everybody's opinions that go from A to Z. God bless all of you. I'm simply saying, as the game of free agency and football goes, and I own a team, and my doctors can, I'm going to give $50 million total to somebody everybody covets, and my doctors can't get their hands on this guy, then because they're not taking trips to facilities. And then, you know, then you, as I laid out 45 minutes ago, then you get to the next step of, okay, well, is it right and just right now in these times to pull doctors, internists, surgeons, and whomever from their practices and pilots from their families and their lives? That's, again, you can have your opinion on it, whether it's too touchy-feely over the top or if it's like the tweet I read earlier where it's like, man, you know, when you're trying to make all these decisions on A, B, C, D, and E, I sure wouldn't want to be on the conservative side of it and be super wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and the impact with that.
Right.
So I'm just kind of vibing that whole thing. Now, with Cousins, you know, it's Kirk Cousins, I'd say high percentage, will be the Vikings quarterback in 2020, 2021, 2022. But the way you framed up the Anthony Harris situation, it just triggered my mind. It's not a 0% that if you want to trade him,
oh my gosh,
you got to get the deal done.
Yeah.
You need a deal to make a trade.
Right.
Okay. So if there are those who believe, and I believe it. Now, I don't believe anything will, I honestly don't believe anything will come to fruition with this. And you, anybody, you can have your opinion on whatever it is. I'm telling you, I'm right. Next Level Shanny would beg, borrow, and steal for that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He would beg, borrow, and steal for Kirk Cousins, who is better for his offense, better for his receivers, and a better passing quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. So why I bring that up is because things are moving so fast and furiously, and there are so many weird things happening all over the place in sports, and obviously from a surreal standpoint in the world, I'm not completely eliminating that equation, that maybe he was signed, maybe he gets traded, and you know, then they then what they do is they move forward with, I mean, what I know you want, signing Teddy.
Oh my gosh.
You know, here's what I'll say. I think I can appreciate the connection that you're drawing, but you know, getting back to this, I mean, this is essentially the rest of the NFL in deals right now. I mean, players have been franchise tagged and things, and over the next hours as the tampering period opens up, Amari mm-hmm. Cooper, by the way, a guy to watch because they couldn't come to terms with him.
Whoa.
They did not tag him,
yeah.
And now the tampering window's open, which means other teams can communicate with him.
Yeah.
But I don't look at things happening this early as an indicative factor to yeah. what's going to happen on Wednesday. And the reason I say that...
Well, maybe because it's just here and I'm in this fishbowl living under a different rock than you, and it's all right in front of me.
Well, there maybe there's a bit of that, but ultimately getting back into this fishbowl is we've chronicled it over the last 60 days, and as much as we've spent on it, how much has the team spent on it? The team had no freaking money. And so for the Vikings to be assertive on Wednesday or whenever the hell this thing happens, they had to put their ducks in a row, which means they were more compelled than any other team over the last month and a half to take big stances yeah. on veteran players like they did with X and Linval,
yeah.
to figure out something with Kirk and bring some finality to that situation. Do we want him or not? And how that plays into the 49ers, clearly future will tell.
Yeah.
But then clearly in big stance related fashion, as the cap space started to grow a bit again, they had a big opinion on safety Anthony Harris.
Yeah.
Undrafted kid that the head coach and everybody associated absolutely adores. He plays at an elite level whenever he's on the field. And so now the team had to be more open to taking these sorts of shots and maneuvering these types of things before any other team. So I think it's just more or less a factor that yeah. they've been spending a ton of sleepless nights over the last 2 months,
mm-hmm.
similarly to Rube Nation, as it pertains to what the future holds for some of these guys on the roster. And it's kind of, I mean, it's great guns right now, the way they're firing off these different transactions, but it makes sense to me that the team with the worst cap space in the NFL would be among those that started shedding and maneuvering things before anybody else.
Agreed. And I overstated things are so fast and are moving so fast and furiously right now that maybe there's a tell something will be different on Wednesday, because I wasn't seeing the forest for the trees, because the forest is the NFL. And, you know, I'm sitting here like a Bo Weevil sitting on a stump bragging to a dog in heat. My stump is the tree within the forest. Because it's all happening so quickly here.
Yeah.
I stick by absolutely what I said is if free agency commences, unrestricted free agency commences on Wednesday, it's because of the NFL Players Association. It's because of them pushing it forward. And I do not believe players will come to facilities and the proper procedure and protocol will be taken on all these unrestricted free agents.
Right.
So Green Bay, you know, if Green Bay wants to sign Rick Wagner, okay, obviously there is due diligence that is done. But I would like to know, did Wagner come to your facility, work with your doctors, and work with your trainer, and work with your certified athletic trainer? If he did, boom, check all the cliched boxes.
Right.
I'm just saying, as hot as things are now, outside of football, and where the perception is they are going, even as early as Wednesday, I got no idea, man. Nobody does. Is I can't see free agents flying into states doing the Cousins, Julian Kirk Cousins, driving around and looking at houses.
Yeah.
And then going and having Messrs. Olsen, Burns, or Larson with Sugarman vet out things,
right,
and then going back after signing a deal.
Well, that yeah.
I just don't see it happening.
I understand that. So it's going to be different. It will be video conference calls, and it might be virtual eye to eye, you know, eyebrow to eyebrows. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing I think about, though, look at how this has evolved over the last 4 or 5 days. Less than a week ago, we were still sweating LFL and watching NBA games, and now we have none of that. But we will get through it. What if it is worse a month from now? Like, what if you take the stance that I don't want any of this transpiring right now? We're going to wait until mid-April. Well, mid-April comes. Oh, my God. It's everyone's wearing masks, and the news is grim. The news is hideous. Well, now we got to wait till May.
Right.
You know, I mean, from the Players Association standpoint, you know, everyone loves or hates lawyers depending upon whose side they're on.
Yeah.
But the lawyers and those in charge of the Players Association are tasked with the responsibility of making sure that these guys get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And if from their perception and their viewpoint, is any delaying of that only hurts the players.
Cool. I'm Roger, and I'm like, I don't care about any of that. Do you not have any freaking idea what's happening outside of your door right now?
Right.
This is not normal.
Definitely.
You know what? Sending your player to the Minnesota Vikings for that deal that you're going to get, but their doctors and trainers and everybody do not have a chance to do their protocol. And oh, by the way, with everybody involved to sign this individual, I guess they're going to have 49 or fewer people in that facility for 32 minutes. I guess that's how it's going to be too, right? Because we're being respectful for the greater good. And what matters more than football and then new deals? If I'm Roger, I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, but that's why the NFL doesn't want to do it. But the NFL also just wants to, if they're going to conduct any business, they're going to conduct it to a T of their processes and the things that they're accustomed to. So the Players Association, again, I think their mindset is typically
100%.
If I have to delay getting my guy money by 10 freaking minutes, I'm not doing my job. So we're going to move forward, and you guys figure out how to do the physicals.
Let's
be honest.
Man.
They don't need, you don't need 30 people in a room to meet a free agent.
That's great, man. And I'm not a bleeding heart in any way. Okay. But that's cool, man. But you know what? Canterbury Park, you know, which brought me to this state.
Yeah.
And where I've been for a quarter century. It's public now that, you know, we are ceasing operations for X amount of weeks, maybe months.
Yeah.
Out of respect for what's happening right now. So, like my brother Kenny, who works in the card casino, he really cares about the NFLPA portion of the equation when he loses his salary potentially for 2 months. Yeah, that resonates great.
But that goes down the optics and perception and insensitivity.
And I don't care. And I care about him and I care about them. I don't about from the, again, not in bleeding heart fashion, but those people who are listening right now, who are on the grind, they're struggling, and they're scared at what's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to freaking take seriously some dumbass lawyer who's going to push forward free agency to get his 3%? Screw you. Hmm. I don't care about you, man.
I got you.
I don't care about you. I don't want to hear from you. And you go ahead and do your business under the cover of darkness because you're going to do it without me.
It's PA. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan. AFAN.
Football feast.
They sat in an abandoned luncheonette.
Fox.
The only guest today, 9 to noon, a very dear friend of mine, known for many years. His name is Robert Rodriguez. He is the former assistant defensive line coach with the Minnesota Vikings and the new defensive line coach with the Arizona State Sun Devils. Robert, Paul Allen, thank you for joining the show. And I'd like to fire a weird question at you to start.
Nice.
Ready?
Hit me, brother.
Herm Edwards is the head coach at Arizona State University. Yep. Marvin Lewis is the co-defensive coordinator. I'd imagine you'd have a lot of say in what happens. Antonio Pierce is the assistant head coach, co-defensive coordinator, former stud linebacker. I remember him with the New York Giants. Kevin Mawai is a football analyst. So I'm like, these Arizona State Sun Devils, what's it like being surrounded by all that greatness at the college football level?
I think it's awesome. I think especially awesome because our expectations are so high of what it should look like. So I think it's kind of cool because, all right, the biggest thing when you move to college is there's, you know, you feel like you're going to be part of just a recruiting machine and the football goes out the window, but that's not the case here, man. We care about football. It feels like an NFL staff. There's a lot of people who want to do it the NFL way. So it's, you got to throw in recruitment and that's it, but it's football majority of the day, man. It's a lot of fun. The answer is it's a whole heck of a lot of fun.
Robert, and, you know, Marvin Lewis, obviously former head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Zimmer was his defensive coordinator. You know, I bet you there are some cool stories with Marvin about Mike, but one thing I know is they have a super high level, not only deeply rooted friendship, but a high level of respect for each other.
Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. And it's kind of funny because I think people assume that everything was going to be exactly the same, like they're the same type of person, same guy. But they're very different. But at the same time, like you said, so much respect going back and forth. And I know that when I took this job, I asked the coach's advice. And when he, you know, I remember he said, well, who's out there? He goes, oh, Herm, Marvin. He goes, you going to work for Marvin? He goes, oh, man, you know, that's a great opportunity. But then Zim all of a sudden was... He was kind of shushing me out the door, you know what I mean? But, you know, I asked his advice, and he was just so excited that I'd be working for Marvin. And he was right. The amount of knowledge that I've already gained has been remarkable. I have a tremendous amount of respect for both those men, and I can see why they're different, but they're both excellent in so many ways.
Other than Robert Rodriguez, former Vikings assistant defensive line coach, I mean, as recently as last year, worked with Andre Patterson under Mike Zimmer, a dear, dear friend of mine, him, his family, and everybody. Really, really miss not having Robert here. But other than the obvious floating in the air, how's the weather down there, and what do you enjoy about Arizona?
Well, I think right now I'm trying to figure out what I don't like about Arizona. It's a great, great place. The weather's fantastic. It hasn't really gotten super hot. I guess it gets really, you know, but I'm from El Paso, Texas. I know what hot is, and that doesn't scare me. The weather's tremendous. I think the people have a really cool, just a really cool vibe here. This area, Tempe, is a college town, very close to a very big city, but this area is all about the college. And so there's just, I don't know, it's just been a whole lot of fun, you know, just being around this area. Living here is not going to be the issue. I'll put it that way. You know, I do miss my family. You know, my kids and my beautiful wife are there in Minneapolis. I just spent this last week. My youngest just turned 2. Mm. And so that's been the biggest thing. That's been the only negative, is being away from my 2 knuckleheads and my beautiful wife. And she's holding me on the floor right now too, with all this stuff. And that's the biggest thing, is I can't help her, and that's been the hardest part. But other than that, when we all get out here, that's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. And we were going to miss you too, PA. You've got good friends in Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. We really love the Vikings, and we really love the Twin Cities, so we're gonna miss you.
Well, Robert, obviously you need to have one eye on high school or ASU defensive line tape. But out of your other eye, man, the news, obviously, with the coronavirus situation and, you know, potentially things that could be coming down the pipe relatively soon, where, like, if there's a complete shutdown of everything, then God bless Tempe and that wonderful Arizona area. You don't want to be there. You want to be back here.
100%. No, 100%. And that's the thing about this whole situation. And I got to tip my hat to a lot of people who have to make the tough decisions right now. It's unprecedented. You know, when in our lifetimes have we ever seen anything like this? But if push comes to shove, so there's all kinds of potential things that could happen, and it's all up in the air. But certainly, if there is ever a situation where we all kind of had to huddle together and eat ramen noodles for a couple of weeks, I want to be with my little clan. I want to be there, not just because obviously I love them to death, but I do want to support my wife and be near them. And there's no doubt about it. It doesn't matter where you are. It's about who you're with. And that, I definitely want to be with my crew.
Yeah, your oldest son, Caleb, how old is he, 7, 8?
He's 4, and he's about to be 5.
He's 4, he's about to be 5. Are you kidding me? It looks like he could run for the ASU defensive line right now. Oh, my God.
You know what? It's his hands we got to work on. You know, he's done a great job with his feet. We got to get his hands back.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. You're a big-time football coach. Now you got your own room. correct me if I'm wrong here, from some videos that you showed me out of your phone. You're telling me young Caleb is 4, soon to be 5, and on skating the way he is, I mean, do we got like Marinovich dad here, or what's happening?
I'm being completely ridiculous. I got to tell you, watching 4-year-olds play hockey has got to be one of my favorite things all time. I am the least, the only thing I, when he goes on the ice, I tell him, hey, what's your job? And he tells me,
yeah,
have fun, listen to my coach, and do my best. And if he does those two things, I'm a happy camper. But the amount of improvement, that he's made, and we missed the first 5 weeks of hockey because we didn't know about it. And we got him in there. He looked like that poor kid looked terrible.
Yeah.
And he made such a big jump. It's like such a source of pride of mine. So to watch my little kid out there with these kids who are born on skates make that improvement, his coaches did an unbelievable job. And it was fun for me just to watch him bounce around and fall on the ice and get back up. And just watching him get better was really cool for me. So I was actually, in real life, the anti-Marinovich dad. I was just having fun watching that knucklehead. Plus, I don't know a thing about hockey, so obviously I have no leg to stand on. My wife and I are just enjoying the ride.
Your favorite NFL team, Mr. Robert Rodriguez, released Linval Joseph on Friday. First year here was his second.
Yes.
Linval Hungry Man, what a player, right?
What a player, what a person. And I think if anyone out there thinks that he doesn't have fuel in the tank, they're kidding themselves. That dude right there is as good. So he's an unbelievable player. He's been really ascended since he got with Andre Patterson and our technique. And so Andre did a great job with him. But kudos to Linval. People don't realize how hard he works on his body to take care of himself, to be a master technician. And the biggest thing with Linval, and I've always said it, he is the best teammate I've ever been around.
Wow.
He re-energized me as a coach because when I watched him at the ascend to the top of his field, the best nose tackle in the NFL, but when somebody else made a play, he genuinely lit up with excitement and energy. He was excited almost more for his teammates to be successful than he was. And to watch that re-energized me to say, even great players can be great teammates. And this guy is just the epitome of just giving everything you have for your team, brotherhood, all that good stuff. And he's a big mean sucker, but I got to tell you, people love him. Teammates loved him. Coaches loved him. Everybody in the building loved Linval Joseph. So first thing, when I found out about it, I was sad. And I shot him a text, and I just let him know how much I appreciated him and how much better a man and a coach he made me because he was just an awesome person. Before a player, awesome person. But I tell you what, don't kid yourself and think that dude still can't affect the game right now. And I understand money has a lot to do with everything. But that dude he's awesome. I love him. He's on my Mount Rushmore. I love him.
Covenant catch up with Robert Rodriguez during these times with no sports taking place. Expect a fair amount of Covenant catch ups, 9 to noon. One of my all time favorites, former Vikings assistant defensive line coach Robert Rodriguez. You know, and assistant defensive line coach working with Andre Patterson, and you guys are under Mike Zimmer, who's the defensive mind. I don't know if you were in Zimmer's office the early stages, the week up to the Cowboys game, where you're not going to have Linval Joseph. And I know he and Andre meet a lot early in the week, you know, with a lot of sit-down meetings about how we're going to handle A, B, C, D, and E. And then, you know, he gets with you. You've done your work. Practice begins. And just being in that field house before anybody gets in there and watching you specifically, but then Andre as the defensive line coach work with those guys. Do you remember up to that Cowboys game how Andre was after having some conversations with Mike early in the week about a defensive line without Linval going against Ezekiel Elliott, and subsequently how you and him were motivating your guys at practice this week, and of course they came through?
You know, the biggest, I remember it vividly, and I especially remember when it hit because they had their meeting early. And it was still up in the air. You know, is Linval going to play? Probably not. What are we going to do? So what you don't know is after Dre meets with Zim, Dre and I have always met together. We always wanted to start the day on the same page, which is why Dre is just awesome. and he's going to do a great job in his new role because he's a natural leader. We got in together, and he said, you know, hey, Linval's probably not going to play. And I shook my head, and I go, well, how do you feel? I mean, I think that Jaleel's going to do a good job, and you just got to get the young guy ready to help Jaleel out. And Jay looked at me, and he goes, exactly. He goes, hey, he goes, it's hard because when you have the best in the league, when you have somebody like Linval, you don't have him anymore. He goes, it becomes like a binky. I remember him telling me, for coaches, it becomes like a binky. It's a comfort thing. Just having him on the field makes you feel comfortable. It's your binky. And when you lose your binky, it makes people nervous. He goes, but those kids deserve a chance, and they're going to do just fine. Just because they're not Linval Joseph doesn't mean that they're not good players.
Right.
I said, okay, and so we're on the same page. Hey, we believe in these guys. We just got to get Jaleel some reps and get him ready. He'll be able to do fine. We never said anything to them like, you need to step up. Or you... No, do your job. Do what you've been taught to do. You're ready for this opportunity. Don't do anything different.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, same thing with Watts. When we get into the meeting, and I think it was either George or Jim who said something like, oh, God, you know, what are we going to do with that little... And I remember Andre said, we're going to be just fine. He kind of stirred on the table. He's like, I don't know why everybody's acting like it's the same world. We coach these guys, too. That's why we coach them on scout team.
Yes.
That's why we coach them before practice. And when their time comes, they got to do the damn job. That's what they're going to do. They're going to line up. They're going to do the damn job. We're going to be just fine. And everybody in the room kind of looked at him like, holy smokes, Dre. And then I remember Jim kind of like with a little grin going, okay, Jay. Okay.
Out of fairness, I mean, you're honestly sharing, but I think you're a little low key on legitimately the smoke that was coming out of Andre Patterson's ears on Wednesday over whatever Mike did to motivate him, which subsequently brought out the, let's say, east side of El Paso in you. And then you guys play the game. Watts is fantastic. Jaleel is fantastic. Odenebo makes one of the three biggest plays in the game, and they're all in your room. And when I saw you and embraced you after the game, that week and the culmination of that game, Robert, it's seriously like you had been through a 12-round fight. And your cut man did an unbelievably good job, but you and Andre and the players were the ones to deliver the knockout blow. You were freaking exhausted after that game.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right about all that description right there. The thing about it is that, you know, working for Andre is difficult because you have to work. And we work so hard with those young guys, and you don't get to see the payoff because they don't play a lot. But you get to see it, PA, how hard we work before practice and how much we're coaching them during scout team and the things that we do. Like, we are constantly on them, coaching them every rep, every play. Just consistent, diligent, hard work. So when their time comes, you know, we have to make sure they're on point. It's extra work, and you just got to go, like you said, you got to put in all that work, and it culminates out on the field. And when you watch those kids shine, those young guys step up and, you know, grow a little chest on their hair and go out there and perform the way they did against as good an offensive lineman we'd see all year, it was awesome. And that's why when people go, well, so-and-so's got to play, what do you think we're doing all year? We're coaching. I don't know what anybody else is doing, but we coach them. If he's on scout team, I'm coaching them. You know, they brought Eddie Yarbrough at the end of the year, and they got out on the field, and he was looking at me like, are you crazy? I'm like, no, we don't coach you on scout team, buddy. You're not with the Buffalo Bills no more. We ain't just going to let you go. We don't coach you.
That is, man, when the El Paso comes out on you, I swear to God, I feel like I should send you $1,000. Hey, it's 11:37. I know you're short on time. Herm probably needs to get together with you and talk about the fact that you play to win the game. So I'm going to close with a couple down by your heart. What is ASU football like, and do you think you guys will be good next year?
You know, I think we're going to be good. ASU football, to me, is a special thing right now because of Herm Edwards, because of Marvin Lewis, because what you can get here, obviously, aside from the great college experience, I mean, being here in Tempe, playing in the Pac-12, competing at the highest level, that's all sells itself. The college experience here is unbelievable. I mean, just walking through campus, I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to be here for their college experience, especially coming from a cold area. But the thing is, this is what I tell the recruits, and it's really rang true. We can recruit anyone in the country because there's so many schools across the country. They can say, hey, I can get you to the league. I can do what it takes to help you get to the league. But they haven't been in my shoes sitting on the other side of the table where me and Andre are looking at these guys and going, man, this guy's big, this guy's fast, this guy's long, he's got great ability, but he's so fundamentally unsound. And we got to spend the first 2 years just breaking these habits and hope that he's going to be ready to compete for a second contract. And telling these guys, listen, here, you have the coaches that are going to help you build those fundamentals from day one to where those athletic traits that we look for, you're going to have those things. These coaches aren't getting you to the league. These guys are getting you on the field where you can showcase your skills. I'm going to teach you the things that it takes not only to get your first contract, but give you the tools that it takes to possibly get your second contract. And that's the one that changes your life.
Mm.
Giving you the tools that it's going to take, not just to make it there, but to survive and to thrive and to now be able to take care of yourself and your family for the rest of your life and to live your true dream, which is not to get to the NFL,
yeah,
but to play in the NFL and to succeed in the NFL. At the highest level of football, that's what you're going to get here. On top of being in a great place with great weather, if you like pretty girls, we got those too. If you got, you want to get an education, we got that. So it checks all the boxes. But the experience here of being around Herm Edwards, the first thing he said to me was, coach, be yourself. I don't want you to be anyone else but yourself. That's why you're here. And the second thing he told me was, the second we get a chance, I want you to get back to Minnesota and visit your family, because family is important to me. And when he said those two things to me, I said, I know I'm in the right. Those are the things I believe in as well.
Man, you, I got a minute left, okay? But I really want to hit you with this question, because I know it's just important, man, that given teaching is so important to you, how is it getting the defensive line details right with teenagers and college kids?
You know what? It's something that they want, and they didn't even know that they wanted. You know, when I first came here, it was a little bit overwhelming for those guys. But when they bought into it and to watch them succeed, it's all of the things that I've always been around Andre. And to watch those guys get empowered with that knowledge at such an early age, they're starting to just cherish it, and they're craving that knowledge, and it's really, really a great thing. So sometimes people can tell you, hey, these are college kids, they can't handle it, make it, dumb it down for them. You know, sometimes in certain situations, when you just set the standard high, those young men, they work hard to reach that standard, and that's what I've learned. These guys have really, really been great people, great kids, and to watch them start to reach their goals, the things that they didn't know they could do, it's been as rewarding as anything that I've ever done in coaching. So it's why I love working with Fadi Adenabo and Daniil Hunter, and why I love working with these kids is to watch them succeed further than they thought they could succeed. So it's great. It's awesome.
Miss you very much, buddy. Continued success. And if you get back to town, let's try to see each other sometime soon. God bless you, and stay safe, okay?
You too, brother. Miss you too. And Skol Vikes, keep supporting them guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Robert Rodriguez, the former assistant defensive line coach with the Minnesota Vikings, now the defensive line coach with the Arizona State Sun Devils. Rightfully, some very complimentary and nice things to say about a name that has been a common thread on this radio show today. Andre Patterson, probably the best defensive line coach in the NFL. And there's something involving Andre and defensive line here we will close the show with, because it's pertinent with everything that's happened today. It's 9 to noon.
It's PA.
So I see Paul, and of course, sure, my heart melts, and everything, every other part of me melts.
Right. Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
Free The Fan.
All right, deep stretch, 9 to noon. The artist formerly known as Nordo with the guys of Mad Producer. He will be putting a wrap on the show right around the corner. You know, it's unfortunate news in these surreal times for the man who goes by the guise of Mad Producer, in that he had a put a wrap on the show performance scheduled for this evening, I believe at the Myth in Maplewood, opening for Big Daddy Kane and Kool Moe Dee, and I believe that's been put on hold. So we will get the rapping version of that prime rib coming up very shortly to close 9 to noon, a day we can leave knowing from Friday through where we are right now, with Xavier Rhodes and Linval Joseph released, news 3 hours ago, Vikings and Kirk Cousins have gotten together on a 2-year extension into CJ Ham, the restricted free agency thing being in the rearview mirror. More on that tomorrow from moving forward, offensively speaking, what the Ham inclusion means from my standpoint, to right in front of the deadline for the franchise tag. The Vikings gave the franchise tag at like $12.5 million to safety Anthony Harris. Okay, now that took place so late in the equation, I'm, you know, speculating, wondering, hypothetically speaking, guessing, was it a unanimous situation within that building that pragmatically and from a financial standpoint, this is the right thing to do?
Yeah.
And I think it's fair. I think it's very, very fair to wonder, is tying $25 million for one season into two safeties, is that the right thing to do? Now, those two safeties are both very good. That's the other side of it. But from a Vikings fan standpoint, and forget Andy's loose guy, or forget radio guy, just consider me right now Vikings fan. And what I like about everything from Friday through now is they are taking stands.
Yeah.
You can say drawing a line in the sand. They are taking stands that we believe, financially speaking, with X and Linval and free agency approaching and how their seasons went recently or whatever, we are going to release them, knowing quite possibly they will be on other teams. So maybe we want to get out before we feel the collective roof is going to cave in. But I'm not saying that's their take, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Sure.
But that's a stand. Cousins. Cousins, redo, extension, $10 million more under the cap, what we've talked about for 2 months, done. But there is taking a stand to that because there's absolutely no way with everybody involved in this equation. You know, there's no way is everybody like, sis boom ba, 1000%. We are on board with everything this quarterback is all about moving forward. You know, there are some who undoubtedly had questions meshed with the cash that he got.
Yeah.
And we're going to get more into this tomorrow because there was just so much happening today and it was happening so quickly that we didn't get a chance to like line up some talkers, which we will do tomorrow. Personally speaking, I'm happy that the situation went the way it did for Cousins, in that you got $10 million for the cap and Kirk Cousins with continuity and consistency and with Kubiak and assumedly with Thielen and Diggs and Rudolph and Irv and Dalvin and Madison and Brian O'Neill, second year for Bradbury, the draft, free agency. I'm cool with that, man, because I stick by what I said. Cousins from the 8-7-1 took a positive step with some of the nuance and some of the intangibles. And another one will happen next year. And if it doesn't, then I'm wrong. But another one will happen next year. So that's it, man. Still got a lot to share tomorrow. Make sure you join us at 9 o'clock. Everybody be safe today. Hashtag Faith Family. Thank you very much for taking time to listen to 9 to Noon. It's Paul Allen with Nordo, D'Angelo Nordo, Rap on Show.
And thanks to Metropolitan Ford, who sponsors the 9 to Noon Show Wraps. Metropolitan Ford, still open, still offering customer satisfaction, safety, and fun, not just cars. Here we roll. I know we're all preaching social distance. Good for Abbott. The man needs a couple breath mints. Truthfully, part of me remains unconvinced, but I'll just shut up, keeping my hands washed and rinsed. A lot of off-field free time, what to do? Gave up beer for Lent. Is that now canceled too? Stay 6 feet back. More if you're tall and lanky. With doorknobs, feels like a growth market for monogrammed hankies. Extended Kirk, more money guaranteed. Tagged Anthony, secure in a position of need. Might cost 12 mil, could be less. PA stealing soap from the bathroom at CVS. Thick cut of CJ Ham, not available in stores. 4-year deal, Duluth, Denfield, stock sold. course. Want a diversion, not a new? We got more. We'll be back here tomorrow, and we love you to our core.
A Topic Atlanta.
In your face, Milwaukee.
I love it, baby. High fives for everybody.
Hey, have a seat for a second.
Oh, my God!
Temporary layoffs.
The game is over.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Time for two more.
P.A. 9 to noon.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
If it's good news or money, leave a message.
Podcast Today's Paul Allen Show, or listen back to previous show and interviews by going to the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.